There's a certain polite yet royal grace that some people are able to project. They just have that. By the way, Trump doesn't have it. Before you can go, you're not going to say Trump. No, I would never say that. He doesn't have it. Amy Coney Barrett is one of those people that does. She conducts herself in that very quiet, demure, yet graceful, flowing, beautiful manner that just suggests and screams grace again. Now, this may be obtainable by actresses, and they may be able to mimic it. And maybe if you go to, how many of you women are old enough to remember back when there used to be these things called charm schools? Any ladies out there listening to the Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel ever go to a charm school? Do you remember charm school? Maggie O'Connell, did you have a charm school where you grew up at?
Yeah, it was called my mother.
Beyond the Felicia Academy, was there?
Not beyond my mom, no.
All right. Charm school. Now, this goes back to one of the great Southern traditions that we've got to bring back. And that is that there used to be these women, these young women that were raised to be what? Debutantes. Now, we're told today, that's a relic. That's a relic of slave society. That is not a relic of slave society. That is a relic of culture. Of cultured society. You know, the whole thing about... how many of you remember... There's an old story. Maybe it's a Brothers Grimm story. The Princess and the Pea. Do you know the story of the Princess and the Pea? Now, what is that ultimately a story? Well, she's trained, and she's so dainty and delicate and graceful in her training that when she sleeps on a mattress, if you put a pea under the mattress, she's so sensitive that she would be able to feel it, right? That's the basic gist of the Princess and the Pea. The point being, and I can't wait for Jennifer Bryson to come on in the last hour of the program again to talk about some of these things and about things that we ought to be telling our high school and college age daughters. There were these schools where these charm schools where these things were taught. And so it is a skill that can be taught. The whole walking across a room with a book on your head, remember that? Keep your shoulders back and straight and square and all that. There used to be pageants and what have you here. Debutantes would have coming out balls. That's before coming out meant admitting that you were a sodomite. They would have coming out parties or sweet 16. The whole sweet 16 thing comes from, is a very beautiful old school Southern tradition that basically was the South's attempt to continue some form of graceful practice of initiating young girls into polite society in the hopes that they would do what? Now, this is key. This is important. In the hopes that they would do what? That they would find graceful, good Christian young men as husbands and fathers. That's what the training was for. And so that they would conduct themselves in this manner in society. Now, S.C. Iceman in the chat room is saying they still have charm schools in Charleston. Well, you know, anything that's a good Southern tradition, I hope it's still alive in Charleston, South Carolina. It should still be alive here in New Orleans, but New Orleans has been run by race-baiting hucksters for so long that was something that was, that's racist, and was done away with. So while it's possible that Amy Coney Barrett went to, and my whole point about that was maybe went to one of these charm schools and learned this, because there were some in New Orleans, and maybe she received that kind of an education. I know she went to St. Catherine of Siena Middle School, which is not a Southern, that's a Catholic school. I would say that she probably didn't. So when my eyes gaze upon her and I watch this graceful woman, just gracefully go through the motions of what she's being asked to do without, seemingly without fear. You know how you walk through the valley of the shadow of death and fear no evil, as King David says? Do you know how we as Christians walk into this battlefield filled with demons and diabolical people and don't fear them? Because we know that we've got grace on our side. And as St. Paul tells us, where sin abounds, grace abounds more. So if you truly are, if you really are trying to practice your faith, and especially if you're asking the mother of the incarnate wisdom himself to be your muse, your protector, to keep you under her mantle, your guardian, if you will, it is not likely, it is probable that you would see what Amy Coney Barrett is displaying. Now, at this juncture in history, my question to all of you, and this is what I would like for all of you to ponder, even though none of you pay any attention to what I have to say, so maybe somebody will say it like Matt Walsh or Taylor Marshall, and you go, yeah, I knew it. I should be doing that. Okay, well, I'll go ahead and say it now, and hopefully Walsh will pick up on it soon. Do you think that is a coincidence or an accident? Or are things coming to bear? Something big is about to happen. As I said 2 weeks last week on the chessboard monologue in this hour of the program, it's very easy for me to see that God's going like, all right, I'm giving you a solution. I'm laying it out right in front of you. If you morons will just do what I'm giving you the opportunity to do, all will be well. Now, let me just add something to that. Let me take it back. Father Ian Bozant. Remember the letter to Trump, consecrate America to the Blessed Virgin Mary on October the 7th? Remember I told you that some serious graces were working there? Now, what's going to happen when seriously good, graceful things are at work? The demons are going to be ding, 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 are going to be alarmed, and they're going to be put on the job. Hey, you got to stop this. Now, those of you that laughed and snickered and mocked and thought, you know what, it's a good thing you got kicked off Sirius XM for doing stupid things like reading Father Bozant's letter and actually thinking it was going to happen. You could have been bashing Obama instead. Well, I can now report to you that the process was underway. Might have even happened. Now, how do I know that? Because Beelzebub employed a minion and squashed it. I have this letter here. That you posted it? No. This is from September the 25th, 2020. This is an update. National Shrine of St. Alphonsus Liguori. This is a letter written to Father Bozant. I just got it yesterday from a source. Can't tell you the source, but I got it. Here you go. R.E., withdrawal of presidential invitation. Father Bozant has been axed to stand down in a holy battle of good versus evil when he was trying to get the president of the United States to do something spiritual, not political. My friends, we are in the battle of the ages. Let me read you the letter. Dear parishioners, as you are aware, Father Bozant had sent a letter to the president. And by the way, the Crusade Channel's right in the middle of this. I'm the one that broke this story. I'm the one that printed it, and then LifeSite News. So when they talk about media, he's talking about me and you, fair listener.